It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Legit question during the break. Conversation taking place.
Ask Vern.
If the Watergate break-in took place at the Days Inn, what would we be calling everything? Spy in? Mm-hmm. Deflate in?
Mm-hmm. Good thing it's not Howard Johnson.
I know, yeah.
Spy Johnson.
Now, let's get, we can't be doing that. This is a family show.
It's fair.
Deflate Johnson. You better call Heartland Menzel if that's happening.
All right, it is 8:20 on a Monday. Didn't think that's how we were going to segue into...
why not?
Vern in... Or Verngate, let's talk a little fastball gate. Vern, what did that think? What did that go on through your head? Obviously, the concern strikes first, but after you have some time to kind of sit back, hear Vinny Bascontino's comments and see it for yourself, what does one Josh Vernier believe is going through his head after watching Klaus A peg Jonathan India in the left side of the face?
Well, I can tell you, I would venture to guess that Emmanuel Clase slept perfectly fine last night, right? These two teams face each other not this upcoming weekend, but next weekend, and I think it benefits Cleveland, right? You have to command the inside part of the plate, and if I can get in, maybe our closest rival in the division, the team most likely to top us and take the crown in the American League Central from us as the Guardians, yeah, why not set up shop in the head of this? Well, they're not a young Royals team, but as far as the statement that they made last year, they are young. They're young on the scene. They're young as far as being true World Series contenders. So do I think he meant to hit Jonathan India in the helmet? No, I don't. I do think he meant to throw that ball on the inside part of the plate, and if it hits Bobby Witt Jr.'s hand or elbow, if it hits Jonathan India's elbow or shoulder or helmet, so be it. Let them think about retaliation. Let them think about anything other than winning the game the next time these two teams meet. Now, I'm not saying that the Royals are going to fall for that bait, but we saw this happen back in 2015 with the Royals, where they're getting tested early on. You know, welcome to the haves in Major League Baseball. Of the haves and have-nots, the Royals are now just like they were in 2015. You made your point the season before. Okay, now you want to bang with the big boys. You want to say you're the best in the American League or the best in the American League Central. All right, we're going to see if you're really about it. You know, we're going to pound that ball on the inside part of the plate and see if your pitchers have your back. See if we can get in your dome, as Ned once said. I don't think he did it on purpose, but I don't think anybody in a Guardians uniform is losing any sleep about it. As a matter of fact, they're probably happy that it happened so long as Jonathan India is all right.
So let me ask you this now, Vern. Being that they said the Royals were crowding that inside part of the plate and they're going to take that back, do the Royals now have to adjust and move off the plate, or do they stay on top of the plate and make the other pitchers adjust to them? Like, what's the next step in this, I guess?
No, you don't move. If you're okay. Bobby, if you're Vinny, if you're Jonathan, in my opinion, you don't move. What you do is when Lucas Erceg or Angel Zerpa or Hunter Harvey is on the hill, the next time Kwan or Manzardo or Jose Ramirez or take your pick, you paint the black inside, and if it drifts in and hits them in the elbow or the shoulder or the head, so be it. You know, I'm not trying to be the old school baseball fan, but back in the day when, you know, it was an eye for an eye, you know, the opposing pitcher, the Emmanuel Clase of this conversation, when he would hit someone like Jonathan India, he knew that he was also hitting one of his players because the other team was going to come back at him the next time they met up. So, no, to me it's on Royals pitching. When they believe there's ill intent behind something or a deeper message being sent by the opposition, again, not saying that Class A meant to do it, but he did mean to dominate the inside part of the plate. No, you need to show that Cleveland dugout that, hey, you best be careful with the Royals or else Jose Ramirez is going to wear one. And we all know, just like Bobby Witt Jr. in Kansas City, Cleveland's offense only goes as far as Jose Ramirez carries it. So no, I wouldn't change anything about my approach at the plate if I'm the Royals. I just need to send that message back if it is indeed needing to be received by the Cleveland Ball Club.
What do you think of Vinny's message in the postgame press conference that I know you played on your show after it was over and done with? But obviously the dudes in that locker room, Salvador Perez, Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino continues to show that he's got this team on his back as well.
Yeah. Vinny, the mouthpiece of this team. And I was, man, without sounding like an old guy, I was proud of Vinny, the way that he handled it, because you could tell at first he wanted to sound off and, you know, verbally fight the Cleveland Guardians and talk some trash about Emmanuel Clase, but cooler heads prevailed in a moment where it's difficult to allow cooler heads to prevail, right? Vinny's talking to the media, you know, 7-10 minutes after one of his buddies on the team just wore 99 on the helmet. But you can see Vinny collect himself, listen to his own inner monologue, utilize the filter, and speak properly to the media. No, by the end of that soundbite, as he was talking to Annie Rogers yesterday of MLB.com, by the end of that soundbite, I think Vinny was the consummate pro, right? Mm-hmm. I know they didn't do it intentionally, but it sucks to see one of your guys get hit. Again, I feel the exact same way. I don't believe that Stephen Vogt or Emmanuel Clase or, you know, Vinny got hit earlier. They brushed Bobby back a few times. That's what you need to do against the Kansas City Royals, because if you don't do that, Vinny and Bobby are going to beat you. No, you need to do something to, shove them back. And now the onus is on the Royals to push back when they go to Cleveland coming up in about 10 days.
So what is the latest that we know about Jonathan India? How severe is it? Is he going to miss time? What do you think? And I know it's early in the day, but like just kind of your gut right now.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if we see him in there. Certainly not today. Tomorrow's a night game and then another afternoon game on Wednesday. Latest update is what we heard from the team PR yesterday, is they believe it's non-concussive, but they're going to take a few days to evaluate. And listen, man, you look at those first three games in Cleveland, and you know, we could talk about starting pitching. We can talk about just how painful that opening day loss was, but we also have to talk about, you know, an offense that two out of the three games had a 4 or 5 inning stretch where they didn't touch the Cleveland pitching. They didn't collect a legitimate base hit. So to lose a guy that in the past 2 days is a combined 3 for 6 in reaching base 6 times in the past 2 games, losing Jonathan India puts you in a pretty rough spot. But again, if they believe it's non-concussive, and again, that was right after he was still undergoing tests, Yeah. That would lead you to believe that he's not going to need the 7-day concussion IL, and hopefully you can have him back when they return home to face Baltimore on Friday.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit earlier in the show, Vern, as I was looking ahead of the schedule. Pretty big gauntlet here to start the season. Oof. All the way up to about April 20th.
Yeah. Yeah, Baltimore, Minnesota, 3 in Cleveland, 3 in the Bronx, 4 in Detroit. All those teams, they all saw what happened this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be foolish to think that the big arms at the back end of the bullpen, whether it's Johan Duran in Minnesota, you're going to see Class A again, a Devin Williams with the Yankees, the big arms that the Detroit Tigers have in the bullpen, they're going to do a lot like what, in my opinion, a lot like what we saw teams early on in 2015 do. All right, you know, welcome to the party. Are you really about it? Because we're now going to test you. You've proven yourself that you're one of the upper echelon squads in Major League Baseball. Okay. You can play the game well, but can you play the other layer of the game, the mental game, well? I believe that's the biggest advantage the Royals have in this American League Central, to be quite honest with you. And it was my message yesterday on the On Deck show going into that finale. Regardless of what happens in this finale against Cleveland, and I know it's the third game, but regardless of what happens in this game, the Royals can handle it. You know, the clubhouse, and I've talked to you guys about this before, there aren't youngsters in that clubhouse. They're all vets. Listen, you know, Mikel's 25, Bobby's still 24. Age-wise, they're young, but they've all played at Yankee Stadium in October, mm-hmm. at Camden in October. They've brought playoff baseball to Kansas City, and the ups and downs that they went through last year, what they learned from a Waka and a Hunter Renfroe and Adam Frazier, and you know, when things got sideways last year, when they were able to hearken back to the difficulties that they faced early on in the season, ultimately helped buoy them in September when they lost Vinny Pasquantino. This team, I think, learned a lot about how long this 162-game march through the summer is. So, yeah, you lose 2 of 3 to Cleveland. You lose a guy like Jonathan India. Even if this gauntlet, I don't know exactly how many games it is, but let's say the Royals exit this stretch of, 7, 10, 13, 17, the 3. So 23 games total. Let's say the Royals end these first 23 games with a record of 9-14, 8-15. They're fine. There's going to be no panic inside that clubhouse because 25 of the 26 have been a part of a playoff push. The only one that hasn't is Jonathan India. 24 of the 26 have performed in the postseason already. So, yeah, it's a very difficult start to the season. You know, so long as they can stay healthy throughout these first 23 games, I have absolutely no concern that regardless the record, the team will be in the mix into the summer and obviously into the fall.
Vern, you mentioned Annie Rogers earlier in her article after the weekend series. She mentioned not one starting pitcher had a quality start. Is that overreaction by me? Is that concern? How are you feeling about that?
Well, listen. The three that went, and Reagans and Lugo and Waka, these are guys that must be very good to great if this team's going to win the American League Central, which is, without question, their stated goal. You know, you got Chris Bubich going today, and listen, I believe in the team, obviously, that they have the talent. Chris Bubich is a very good pitcher. In fact, he was the highlight of that miserable 2023 season, the 2.5 starts that he made back in April. But I do feel as if Royals fans are forgetting how good Brady Singer and Alec Marsh were in the first half of last year. There were times where it wasn't difficult to make the case that Alec Marsh was the third best arm in the rotation, that Brady Singer was the third best arm in the rotation behind two of the top five finishers for the American League Cy Young, right? It went Reagans, Lugo, and then there were times it was Singer 3, it was Marsh 3. Again, I believe in Bubich. I like Michael Lorenzen. That doesn't mean that they could match what Singer and Marsh did a season ago. And if they can't match that, well then, where's the slack being picked up? Because again, we're also acknowledging that Reagan's had a career year. Waka had the best season he's had in at least 7 years. And Lugo had, you know, runner-up for the American League Cy Young Award stuff. So, okay, if there's regression from those big three, is it being made up at the back end with Bubich and Lorenzen? Is it being made up with the bullpen? Yeah, the bullpen's improved, but a bullpen's only as good as its rotation allows it to be with rest. You look at the offense. Where is any sort of regression? You know, Bobby Witt Jr. put together one of the eight best seasons we've ever seen in baseball history by a shortstop. Salvi, you know, first half of last year was an MVP candidate, went to the All-Star game at the age of 34. Can he do it again at 35? There are six players on this team, Vinny, Salvi, Bobby, and the top three in the rotation. They all had career years last year and were all kind of walking into this season assuming that they can do it again. You know, they could all be very good and fall short of the numbers that they put up last year. So who's picking it up? Is it Massey? How much can India do on his own? Is he's not necessarily a power guy, great on base guy, but he's not a change the game with one swing of the bat type of guy. That's Massey. That's Melendez. That's Renfro. And Dusty, I can hear you. I know you're thinking about Cags right now. But my point is you need something to come alongside the Reagans, the Lugo, the Wakas in this rotation, because to think that they're going to be able to match what they did last season might be pie in the sky. Am I concerned about the first three outings from them? No. Waka was grinding all day. Seth Lugo did not have his command. Neither did Cole Reagans. But in my opinion, certainly Michael Waka has earned the benefit of the doubt to think that he'll be better next time. Cole Reagans have no reason to believe that what we've seen since he came over in the trade is an aberration. No. Cole Reagans is one of the finest pitchers in the game. I still believe in Seth Lugo, and that's what allows me to believe that things won't get too sideways over the course of these first 23 games, because as we all learned last year, the next day's starting pitcher sure does have a way of making you feel better about today's loss.
When it comes to some concerns after three games, how much concern is there with the arm of Hunter Renfro that we've seen so far in right field, and also that bullpen that is supposed to be a little bit more cleaner this year?
Well, the bullpen I feel pretty good about. Carlos Estevez, Hunter Harvey, Lucas Urseg, I believe they've combined to allow one hit across five-plus innings of relief. Feel pretty good about the bullpen. Okay, Chris Stratton, the 13th pitcher on this 13-man pitching staff. No, you don't feel great about him, but if he doesn't perform better, he won't make it to the end of May, in my opinion. But you know what? Speaking of Chris Stratton, Chris Stratton's job on this team is when the team's down by three to plus runs, go in there and give us multiple innings. And he couldn't do that yesterday. Hunter Renfro, if you know, push comes to shove, the one thing you must be able to do is throw Carlos Santana out at the Carlos freaking Santana on a shallow fly ball to right field. You got to throw him out, man. I go back to, it's like 2013. Chris Getz doesn't get a bunt down, and I lost my mind on the postgame show because, Chris, the only reason you're on this team, you can't hit, you can't field, you can't run, you can lay down a bunt. If you can't do the one thing, boy, you're pretty tough to defend. Stratton has a shorter leash. He'll be lucky to see the beginning of June. If Hunter Renfro doesn't show what he can bring to this team, and there's also somebody in the minor leagues that is pushing him out, if those things happen, they're not going to wait as long to cut ties with a Stratton or a Renfro as they did last season with a guy like Will Smith. Mm-hmm. I don't think you'll see the Royals drag their feet like they did a season ago.
Well, the solution is just torpedo bats for everybody, right?
Yeah, those are pretty sweet.
Aren't they awesome, right?
Yeah, I mean, if I was a kid, I can't imagine those travel ball teams, little league teams. I would imagine every kid is pestering his parents right now, his or her parents, to get him one of those torpedo bats, because if the Yankees are doing it and putting up numbers like that, I would imagine you're going to see those everywhere right now.
I was going to say, how soon do we see them for every team in the big leagues? By May 1st, by the time the processing plants get these things moving?
Yeah, especially if the season's not starting off the way that you want it. Let's try to make a big adjustment before. If I'm MJ Melendez, I know I also have a short leash, and instead of going to Omaha, how about you send me a few of those torpedo bats, and we'll try something different.
Yeah, Marv better get some of those.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Vern, you got an early show today. I don't think this is the last time you and I will talk, but an on-deck show at
12. Did you guys call Kyle Isbell Bono earlier?
He
was that
like
correct?
Bono, yeah. That's Bob's from you thing. Too, yeah.
Yeah, I never put that together, but now I can't get it out of my mind.
Yeah.
Hello,
he's
hello.
Still trying to find out what he's looking for, right?
That's right. Going to find it on the third baseman tree or the Joshua tree. That's the last one of those.
Nice.
Vern,
nice.
We'll talk to you at noon today.
At least the streets have names here.
That's right. Have a good on-deck show, and let's go take 2 out of 3 in Milwaukee.
Yeah, hopefully today's better than Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
And I hope that guy, Pat, whatever his name is, the manager, doesn't want to fight people, because that Pat Murphy guy looks like he's in every bar.
I love him.
I do, too.
Love him.
I do, too.
Yeah.
But everybody knows a Pat Murphy, and that guy's been in more bar fights than every other Pat Murphy out there.
And then doesn't remember him the next day.
That's right.
All right, Vern, I love you. We'll talk to you later.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
There it is.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.